Welcome aboard, Paulding County, to another edition of My Sports and the last edition of My Sports for season number 3 under my belt. Well, I hope you know me by now. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you all so much for joining me, not just this week, but each and every week, every Saturday morning, talking some Paulding County athletics. This week, again, last week of the show for the year, we'll ramp up back in August. I have something special for you. That is a little end-of-the-year recap. I talk each and every year about our great guests that we have on, whether they're coaches, sponsors, players, staples in the Paulding County community. They have all been on My Sports at some point. So I have something pretty fun for you guys today, and that is an end-of-the-year montage of some of my favorite interviews. It contains a bunch of household names, and I'm so excited to have that for you guys this week. Again, so many memories from not just this past year, but the three that I have had the pleasure to do for My Sports. Well, today, we need to talk Wayne Trace Raider baseball. They were in action this past week. We have all conference teams that we need to talk about on the track. We have all conference for baseball. We have all conference for softball. And, of course, we have our spring scholar athletes. So that's all coming your way here on another edition of My Sports. So excited to bring it to you for one more Saturday morning before we take our summer break, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next, right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports rolls on. Once again, Pete Seymour, so happy you've chosen to spend a piece of your Saturday morning with me. It's our last episode before summer break. We are going to talk some all-conference teams, and we're going to start with boys track. We'll go through boys track, we'll go through girls track, we'll go through softball, we'll go through baseball, and of course, we will talk about the all-conference scholar athletes as well. Let's start with the first team, all track. That is Eli Treese, who is also the event performer of the year from Wayne Trace. Congrats, Eli. Only a sophomore. Very bright future. Let's take a look at who joined him on that first team. A ton of names from the Wayne Trace Raiders. The red, white, and blue littered all over the first team. Joining Eli Treese is Reese Olwin, the sophomore from Wayne Trace, Ben Gurney, the sophomore from Wayne Trace, Luke Stauffer, the senior from Wayne Trace, Gage Ogle, the senior from Wayne Trace, Jonathan Bielma, also a senior from Wayne Trace, Cole Moorhead, we know the career that he's had, senior from Wayne Trace, Corbin Varner, the sophomore, Clay Stoller, the junior, Brady Miller, the senior. And that is a look at some of the Paulding County names. Again, all Wayne Trace Raiders. And if you go through some of the other names, you see a lot of Tenora Rams. There's an Edgerton Bulldog on there. But Wayne Trace and Tenora both having fantastic seasons on the boys' side. The second team, well, Taven Scholl from Antwerp. He's a senior making second team All-Green Meadows Conference. Joining him on second team, there's Jack Schweller. He's a junior from Paulding, along with Jack Woods, who, again, he's committed to Akron. He is the senior from the Paulding Panthers, also a really good football player. Taven Scholl from Antwerp, he checks in for the Archers, also making it Reese Olwin. And again, these can be all in different events. Reese Olwin from Wayne Trace, Jackson Koch, the freshman from Wayne Trace, along with Cole Moorhead, as well as Ben Gurney and Corbin Varner on there, and then Landon Blankenship, you can't forget the junior as well. All, once again, fantastic seasons. Gage Ogle, also the senior from Wayne Trace on the second team. The honorable mention category, let's start with Alex Highwarden from Paulding. He's a junior. Keegan Gray Wyckoff, the sophomore from Antwerp. I'm excited to see what kind of football season he has this year. Gage Ogle, again, we've mentioned his name a few times, from Wayne Trace. Reese Olwin, the same thing. Cole Moorhead. Eli Treese, the sophomore for the red, white, and blue. Cully Thompson, really good athlete from Paulding. He's only a freshman. Jeremiah Koenig, the senior from Paulding, also makes the honorable mention list. Achilles Mead, only a sophomore from the Paulding Panthers. Landon Grinnell, the sophomore. and Taven Scholl will round us out on the honorable mentioned team. Again, Eli Treese from Wayne Trace, the track event performer of the year, the field event performers of the year, Caden Sinclair from Edgerton, Ty Leppelmeyer from Edgerton, and Jack Woods from Paulding. Congratulations to all the guys who made the first, second, and honorable mention squads on the track. So that's a look at the boys. Let's take a look at the girls again. First team, second team, honorable mention teams coming at you with some Paulding County names, and we'll start with the track event performer of the year. On the girls' side, she is Amelia Graham from Antwerp, the junior, once again, the track event performer of the year, the field event performer of the year, Gretchen Kepler from Edgerton. Also joining Amelia Graham on the first team, Antwerp archer Reese Durman. She's a sophomore. Emily Laker, the freshman. Lily Shepard, a freshman from Wayne Trace. Autumn Becker, the sophomore from Fairview. Caroline Winans, the junior from Wayne Trace. Bethany Miller, senior for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Kareen Winans, junior for Wayne Trace. Kaylee Dunham, sophomore for Paulding. Hudson Bagley, only a freshman for Antwerp. And then Kenzie Ogle, the freshman from Wayne Trace. That's the first team. The second team, Cora Zuber from Antwerp. Kareen Winans from Wayne Trace. Aubley Miller from Wayne Trace. Amelia Graham from Antwerp. Ellen Clemens from Wayne Trace. She is only a freshman. Gretchen Slaughter from Ayersville, along with Bethany Miller from Wayne Trace. She is a senior. Kaylee Dunham, as I mentioned. Kathleen Stoller also checking in for the red, white, and blue. Honorable mention categories from Wayne Trace: Aubrey Miller, Jenna Kipfer from Wayne Trace, Avery Morris from Tenora, Julia Durfee from Tenora, Emily Laker from Antwerp, Cora Zuber from Antwerp, Kenzie Ogle from Wayne Trace, Miley Jacobs from Wayne Trace, Leia Doster from Antwerp. She's a junior. Anaya Mead from Paulding, Reese Durbin from Antwerp, and again, multiple names on multiple different teams, but a ton of top performers and a lot of talent. You mentioned how many sophomores and freshmen that I said. Also talked about some really talented seniors, but track on the girls' side, track on the boys' side, all looking up for years to come in Paulding County. And once again, congratulations, Amelia Graham, on the track event performer of the year, the junior for the Antwerp Lady Archers. So that's a look at your All Green Meadows Conference teams for the boys, the All Conference teams for the girls. When we come back, we're talking baseball, we're talking softball, and like I said, we have to talk about the scholar athletes as well. My Sports rolls on after this. Stay with me right here on my 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
My Sports rolls on. We're talking all conference teams. Just wrapped up talking girls and boys track. Time to talk some baseball and softball, and we'll start with baseball and the player of the year. Congratulations to the Wayne Trace Raider, Brody Rossworm, the player of the year in the GMC. No surprise there. Heck of a year as a sophomore. He is joined on the list by teammate Carter Clemens, the junior from Wayne Trace, Grayson Harder, the senior from Paulding, and then Tanner Lockoff, also from Wayne Trace. The Paulding County names on the first team. The second team, Aiden Leachty from Antwerp, multiple sport athlete. We know how good he is. Kane Jones had a really nice season for the Paulding Panthers, the senior. And then the honorable mention category, Derek Hines, the senior from Antwerp. Jackson Stambaugh, also the senior from Antwerp. Grady Aaron, the sophomore from Paulding. Tyler Head, the senior from Wayne Trace. Connor Davis, the senior from Wayne Trace. Jack Schoenauer, also the junior from Wayne Trace. And of course, Colton Hunt from Paulding rounds out the honorable mention category. Once again, congratulations to our GMC Player of the Year, Brody Rossworm from the Wayne Trace Raiders. And congratulations to all that made the list on the diamond for baseball. Let's talk about the girls in the all-conference softball selections this year. And we have to start with the Player of the Year from Ayersville, Kendra Waldron. Heck of a season for the Pilots. Joining her on the first team, Tiana Sin from Wayne Trace. Also somebody that I probably haven't talked enough about this year. Had a heck of a season for the Paulding Lady Panthers, and now is the all-time career home run leader for the maroon and white Brooklyn Bakel. She checks in on the first team. The second team, it looks like this. From Paulding, Mariah Klopfenstein, Reagan McGarvey from Wayne Trace, Tia Mendez from Paulding, and Caroline Roars from the Antwerp Archers. Second team, all Green Meadows Conference softball. And then we get to the honorable mention category. Raylan Zuber, junior from Antwerp. Ayla Clem, the freshman from Antwerp. Hayden Langotcher, the junior from Antwerp. Alicia Behenna, she checks in, the junior from Wayne Trace. Caden Schaub, also from Paulding, as well as Brooke Tinger. And Sylvia Pumphrey, a freshman from Wayne Trace and a freshman from Paulding. Again, very bright futures here as that rounds out our honorable mention category. And that rounds out our honorable mention category. And Kendra Waldron, our player of the year for the Green Meadows Conference on the softball diamond, representing the Ayersville Pilots. There's a look at your baseball, at your softball, all conference teams this year. As I said earlier, so much talent coming through the Green Meadows Conference and Paulding County. Really excited to see some of these names back here in the future. All right, time for a break here on My Sports. That's a look at baseball all GMC, softball all GMC. We already talked about track, so we need to talk about the Scholar Athletes of the Year. Just as important, because you can't be on the field unless you hit the books. That's coming up next here on My Sports, your Green Meadows Conference Scholar Athletes for the season. That and so much more as My Sports rolls on right after this on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Time for our All Green Meadows Conference Scholar Athletes here on My Sports. Pete Seymour here, thanking you so much for spending a piece of your Saturday morning with us. Let's take a look at them. Your GMC Spring Scholar Athletes. We do this each and every year because, of course, without the grades, you cannot get on the field. So let's take a look, and we'll start with the Antwerp Archers, Braylon Moreno, Aiden Leachty, Derek Hines, Ellie Clem, and Caroline Roars. Again, to be eligible for this honor, the athlete must be a senior, participate in letter in a recognized sport or cheerleading, and have a 3.5 GPA or better after 7 semesters. Not an easy task, I can tell you. They got a lot better grades than I did in high school. Once again, Braylon Moreno, Aiden Leachty, Derek Hines, Ellie Clem, Caroline Roars, representing the Antwerp Archers, Marley Parrott, Dalen Kloffenstein, Matthew Bale, Curtis Langsdorf, Sam Reinhard, Cully Thompson, Ethan Warner, and Jack Woods, representing the Paulding Panthers. And for Wayne Trace, Kathleen Stoller, Allison Noggle, Madison Gurney, Luke Stauffer, Ryan Bosselman, Dylan Kaufman, Tyson Gerber, Harper Myers, Brady Miller, Ava Stoller, and Blake Osborne. Well done to all who made the Green Meadows Conference All-Academic Team for the spring of 2025. Again, not an easy task. Have to have a 3.5 GPA or better, participate in letter in your recognized sport and or cheerleading, and you have to have that after 7 semesters. Well done to all making the Green Meadows Conference All-Academic Squad. All right, well, we've wrapped up our talk about all Green Meadows Conference teams, and I told you guys that I had something fun for you today. So before we get out of here, we're going to take a look back on some of the memories that you helped me make on My Sports here from this past year. So much fun, so many great guests on the show, and you are going to hear from the likes of them coming up next. I tried to include as many as I possibly could. You will hear from the likes of Wayne Trace football coach Matt Holden, Jason Hale from Antwerp, Jim Menzie, Chris Rossworm, Cord Earhart, Tyler Aaron, Chris Etzler, Brady Stabler, Scoop Miller, Jeremy Degger, Doug Billman, Jim Linder's in there, Bethany DeJarnay from Paulding Wrestling, Elias Jimenez, and oh, so many more. Like I said, I hope you guys enjoy this. I try and do it each and every year just to take a minute, reflect, look back on all that everybody's accomplished and where we started, where we're at now, and I can't believe it. So stand by. That's coming up next right here on My Sports, and we're back after this with our memories from 2024. You're listening to My 102.7 FM.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. the Dooley Funeral Home.
Welcome aboard, Paulding County, to another edition of My Sports every Saturday morning here live from the My 1027 WMYW studios. Friday Night Lights are beaming down in under a week in Paulding County, so we need to preview our Paulding County teams. On our football preview show here in week number one, it is now time to welcome in the fourth-year head coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, and that is Matt Holden. Coach Holden, thank you again for taking the time to come on the show. I know I'm catching you right after a practice, so let's dive right into it. How's fall camp been going?
Well, I think it's been going pretty well. This year we got a group of kids that really, they operate well together. They got pretty good team chemistry. Pretty much all of them are willing to do, you know, whatever it takes to be successful.
Well, a lot of these guys have experience winning football. You know, our seniors especially, our juniors, and obviously some of the sophomores as freshmen, but, you know, they just haven't been given the chance, you know, sitting behind those 13 seniors from last year. So I'm excited to see guys that didn't get a chance to step up and make plays and see who the guys are. They're going to define themselves as playmakers for our team. And that's all you can ask for as a coach. Guys to go out and give it their best and give 100%. And I know they're going to do that every play, and I'm excited to see what happens.
What a fun season that Paulding was coming off of a year ago. Can we take a step back first and reflect on that? How exciting was that year?
Oh, I tell you, it was very exciting for me. Didn't understand some of the magnitude that, you know, what has happened over the last year and throughout that year. We went and I didn't know nothing about the Black Swamp, the trophy that we had.
Yeah.
The boys told me about that as we progressed. So when we got to that part, then it come down and, you know, the pressure the boys were facing with having to know that the playoffs were kind of looming. And then the first time that really Paulding's ever been in the playoffs in school history. So it was definitely exciting and kind of just a different feeling in life, you know.
It's time to welcome in the head golf coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders boys golf program. That is Chris Rossworm.
We started out really good. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, the boys started out with a couple second places and some invitationals and third place, and then started our nine hole events here. And of course, we got everybody back together here since school started, and boys have been playing really consistent. We got everybody back from last year, which helps with the experience aspect of the game, and just trying to stay, you know, consistent going forward here and make a push here for the end of the year, which is right around the corner.
It's time to talk some cross country, and we're going to do that with the head coach of the Antwerp Archer cross country program, and that is Cord Earhart.
Things have been going pretty good. Off to a solid start, I feel like. We got some pretty good numbers this year for us. As normal, not a whole lot of quantity, but we do have a lot of quality. So I feel like we're off to a good start.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, Coach Clark passed away last February. And, you know, Coach Clark had a huge impact on our football program, our school, our community. He was known everywhere. We knew back in the spring that we wanted to do something special for him this fall in one of our football games. And there was really no better opponent on our schedule than Delphus Jefferson, which Coach Clark would have had many great Northwest Conference coaching battles against. So I worked together with John Snodgrass and our athletic boosters to put together this event. We're very happy with it and excited. And just, you know, to pass along, you know, just kind of reminisce on some of the memories of Coach Clark and get some of his former players and assistant coaches back together and just do something special for the family.
Going all the way back to when he was a coach, both times he was head coach at Paulding, one of the things that they would do after, especially home games, the coaching staff and their wives and even their kids, their families would get together at one of the coaches' houses. And when I became head football coach here back in 2007, we did that. And so I really got to reconnect with him during those times because he and his wife, Mary, you know, most of the time those get-togethers were out at our house, and they loved coming out, and we coaches would sit at our kitchen table and talk about the game. And Coach Clark had a great way of, when the game didn't go like we wanted it to lift our spirits and look at the bright side. But he was very good at the opposite too, where he would kind of keep us down to earth and, well, you know, this really didn't go as well tonight as it had the previous week. So he knew the game of football. So we all, anytime he had anything to say, whether it had to do with football or just life in general, we soaked it all in. And those are very, very special times that I hold dear. Being a great mentor, but more importantly, being a great friend.
The top four, I mean, if one of them's hot, they could be our best player that day. So, I mean, they're pretty equal. But, I mean, just having the depth is what really helps us. I've had that a few times on my teams where I've been very blessed with having depth on my team. And we've been really holding strong about 7 or 8, which is a really good number for girls golf. I mean, absolutely. If you can get 7 or 8 girls, you got a lot, really.
Got a lot, yeah.
I mean, you got a bunch of them. But I've had Reagan since she was in junior high. Ellis, that she was a freshman, and she's a sophomore, but she didn't play junior high golf, I don't think, with us. Yeah, she did play junior high golf. I take that back. She did play junior high golf for 8th grade year. And then Tori Young, who had played golf all of her life, she just kind of started. She decided she'd come out her junior year, and I tell you what, from last year to this year, night and day. Ryan Jay's been with me since she was a freshman, and she's a junior now. And then Olivia Balfman started last year, which that was her sophomore year, and she's a junior. And then I have another sophomore, Isabella Shaughnessy, which is her very first year golfing. So we have a good number, but yeah, they've put a lot of hard work in this year.
Well, you and I were both looking forward to being able to call that game, and that game did not disappoint. We saw two teams that were really fighting it out, desperately looking for a win. And how about Wayne Trace coming up with their 9th win of the season, that they had to earn it, but never easy going into the range and getting a W. The Crete Raiders, they were very impressive.
Well, and you look at Wayne Trace and, you know, the season that they've had. And Wayne Trace, they always do a pretty good job of playing a tougher non-conference schedule. You know, they always have. They always play Crestview and what's a big rivalry game for them year in and year out. And then, you know, I think they were 1-2 in non-conference play. And I think around that there were some questions, you know, about this Wayne Trace team. But Coach Matt Holden, you know, in his short tenure here at Wayne Trace, he's proven to have his defenses ready to go. And now he has an excellent defensive coordinator in Austin Spieth as well. But if you look at what they were able to do, you know, starting with really, you know, they held a very good polling team, obviously. They're just 24 points. And then, you know, shutout wins against Edgerton and Hicksville. But then they lose that game at Sonora. But still, you know, they hadn't given up a touchdown in over a three-week span there. So what they do well, Pete, is, you know, they play a 3-5 defense, that's 3 down linemen and 5 linebackers. And those linebackers are very athletic, but also very high IQ players. Their coaches prepare them well. You can tell they watch a lot of film. And it allows those 5 athletes in the middle of the field to really fly around. And they're physical players. They are tough players. And really, all 11 guys they put out there on defense are very confident players. And I think that starts with their coaching staff instilling that confidence in those kids. So this Wayne Trace defense, you know, they have the potential to really do some damage down the stretch.
No, I have not seen a game like that. And it was it's amazing to me how good both defenses played. I mean, just fundamentally sound. And you would say, oh, the offenses were lacking. I really don't think that was it. I think the defenses were that good. And both teams were just looking to say, okay, who's going to make a mistake first? It was, if you enjoy defense, that was a great game to watch. And, you know, in small school football around our area, it's not every year that you find a kicker who is a difference maker.
Yeah,
and
right.
Obviously, that was a difference in the game for Tenora. Bishop kicked a huge field goal in overtime, and he missed a few in the game, but it wasn't like he was missing little gimme. They were 40-plus yard field goals. And, yeah, just a great game to watch. And, boy, what a testament to Tenora for that start that they had, turn around and run the table in the GMC, or at least get the title with 1 week to go. Pretty impressive turnaround. And for Wayne Trace, same thing. A couple of tough losses at the beginning of the year, and then they really relied on that defense and have slowly turned around their season from where it looked at the beginning to the way they can potentially end it. Nice turnaround and a nice job by Coach Holden and staff to just not give up and to find their strengths and then live with them and push them.
It's been everything that you could ever imagine when you think about going home. You know, it was something that really wasn't on my radar. I had been coaching in Bryan for such a long time, right out of college, really enjoying my time in Bryan. And then I met my wife and, you know, things fell into place and we, you know, decided to raise our family here in Antwerp. And, You know, I give a ton of credit. My coach, my head football coach, and our athletic director here, Drew Aldemus, and when the opportunity came open, and he contacted me, and it was just the right time. And, you know, for our family, it was certainly a family move. But you're talking about coming home and being around the people that, you know, my family, of course, and my wife's family. We just have so much family here. It's just been a great opportunity to grow our family here, but also grow our basketball family. And, you know, it's been a blessing to us coming back home.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to see a core group of the varsity girls, minus maybe probably two, have been playing varsity for the last 3 years at least. So it's been good to see like them develop over the last 3 years, but also this summer, just seeing how well they played together and some of the steps forward that we've made, and then seeing that carry over to the preseason so far has been exciting from my standpoint to see. And I think it's been a good confidence booster for the girls.
Well, Coach, the Lady Raiders, one of the better rebounding teams in the entire conference last year. Do you see that being one of your strengths with your returners coming back? And what are some of the other strengths that this team will have this season?
I definitely think that rebounding is going to be another one of our strengths. Lexi Moore is our top rebounder, but also like all of the rest of my girls really just get in there and crash the board. Harper Myers is really good at reading and anticipating where the ball is going to come off the basket at. If it's not in Lexi's hands, I anticipate it being in probably Harper's.
It's going good, really good, as far as being in wrestling shape, which I tell everybody all the time. It's a different type of shape compared to any other sport. Now, once the football players were in there for a week or two, they started getting their wrestling legs back and getting that endurance up to where that needs to be for that time. Obviously, they still have a little ways to go because it's such a hard sport. But yeah, we're getting there.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports. I really hope, first and foremost, that you guys enjoyed that. I can't speak enough to the quality of human beings that we've had on this show for the past few years. If you don't know by now, I really enjoy doing this. I have a few other jobs, but this is something where I can sit down, and I don't want to say zone out. That's not the right phrase, but I'm able to sit down doing these shows, kind of step back from the actual world for a minute, talk about things that I'm really passionate about and really care about. So once again, I really hope you enjoyed that. And thank you so much for all of the guests that have joined me, not just this year, but each and every year on My Sports. Without you guys, I couldn't make this happen. There has been so many guests. I have to get the final numbers. I actually went through, and there's 38 episodes of My Sports just this season. I'm hovering around 40 each season that I've done this. But the amount of guests we've had on, I know I've had a few repeat guests on, but every single one of them tells me how much they enjoy being on this show and how much they love talking about the kids and what they're passionate about, which is coaching your high school students. So one final time, thank you so much to all of our guests today. You heard from a lot of them in that segment, but we need to tie a few things together before we put a lid on the last episode of My Sports until August. So we need to chat some Wayne Trace baseball. We went over all the conference teams for baseball, softball, track, and field, both on the boys and girls side, but Wayne Trace was still in action on the baseball diamond this past week, and it was a tough one as they fell to Fairview to end the red, white, and blue season. 10-1, Fairview on top of Wayne Trace. Fairview then will advance on to play later today against Lincoln View, but a heck of a season for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Again, I mean, my gosh, that coaching staff has this team on a roll, especially in the GMC, another share of the title this season. And I say it every year, things are looking up for the Wayne Trace baseball program. Well, they just reload every single year. They've been a blast to watch. And for the seniors, thank you for all the hard work you've put in over the past few seasons. That goes to all high school seniors in the classroom and on the field and or track. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part and cover your experience over your last 4 years of high school. So tough one for the Raiders. They fall as they get knocked out of the tournament again to GMC foe Fairview 10-1 and a really good Fairview team this year. All right, some other loose ends that we need to tie up. We have some state qualifiers, and we'll start with Jack Woods from Paulding. Jack, this past week, he took first place in the D2 Lexington Regional in the discus throw with a throw of 171.8. Awesome job, Jack, and best of luck at Akron next year. And also, congratulations to Kaylee Dunham from Paulding. She is state-bound. She took fourth place in the 100-meter hurdles to advance to Columbus. Great job, Kaylee. Quick look at the Antwerp Archers. Amelia Graham, 8th place finish. She made the podium in a new school record of 10 feet 8 inches. Congratulations. That is in the pole vault for Amelia Graham. Reese Durbin, a 9th place finish in the 1600. Taven Scholl, a 7th place finish in the 400. And congrats to state qualifier Caden Winslow, who placed 3rd in the 800 meter. Again, he is heading off to states. Congratulations to all the Antwerp Archers on a great track season this year. And of course, from Wayne Trace, a ton of Raiders, both girls and guys competing. Eli Treese, Ben Gurney, Gange Ogle, Cole Moorhead, a first place finish in a time of 3:24.31, just edging out Tenora's team of Brennan Gennett, Jacob Bishop, Ryan Steingass, and Paul Westrick in the 4x400-meter relay. On the girls' side in the 4x400, it was the team of Bethany Miller, Kenzie Ogle, Caroline Winans, and Kareen Winans, a 5th-place finish. And Eli Treese, on the boys' side, the sophomore, takes home first place with a time of 48.95 in the boys' 400-meter dash. That is moving. He was able to just edge out a senior from Woodmore by less than a second. Well done, Eli. Some really low times this year. And how about Luke Stauffer? A 2nd-place finish just behind Hunter Spangler of Liberty Center with a mark of 58.9. Again, good for 2nd place. He had a really good football season, following it up with a really good track and field season, throwing the discus for Luke. So there's a look at some of the distances, some of the times from the top competitors in Paulding County in their respective meets from this past week. And once again, congratulations to all moving on. It's not easy to do. Well done, and we will be rooting you on. All right. Well, it's time to wrap this one up. First and foremost, thank you so much for having me back for another season of My Sports. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Just about 2.5, oh, maybe 3 short months until we're back on the airwaves from the My 1027 WMYW studios, but I've truly had an absolute blast in my 3rd season doing this, and I hope I've been able to clearly tell the stories and bring you some of these stories from Paulding County to the airwaves. And I'm so excited once again to be back in August doing it all again. So real quick, need to hand out some thank yous like we do each and every week. But this time I need to thank all of our guests that we've had on the show. You heard from some of them earlier. If you missed that, go hop on the my1027.org website after this and check this episode out. And if you don't want to just listen to this one, well, this whole season's, they're archived on that website. Check out all the great guests that we've had on. Our next thank yous, well, of course, they go out to our sponsors, because without them, I wouldn't be here doing this. And they are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp: Williamson Crop Insurance, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and of course the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without them, I wouldn't be here doing this. So thank you, not just this year, but each and every year, for the opportunity to bring you My Sports every Saturday morning. All right, well, that will do it for me, not just this week, but for the summer. Paulding County, have a great summer, have a safe summer, and whoever you are and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and I'll talk to you in August, Paulding County. Until then, have a great summer, and you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp
and Payne, a Life Story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.